Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch.
All right, everybody. Good morning. Let's get our heads right on a Thursday, July 22nd, 2021.
It is Thursday.
It is Thursday today.
Finally.
And it's going to feel like a Friday, I can promise you that. Because we're already off to a very, very strange start. I am Woodsy. I'm the co-host of the program. My name goes second in the title of the show, in the show open. Always number two.
Any animosity there? How'd that come to fruition?
It's just always been that way.
Pushback?
Always been that way. You know, the first show I worked on was the Mikey show. It was all about one guy. And then we were just the cast of characters. Then I worked with another guy. I was second in that. And now I'm
But
Ben
I mean, when
and
they
Woods
tell you,
again.
Hey, how about, we like Ben and Woods. Yeah, do you ever push, no pushback?
No, I just wear it. So I'm the co-host of the program. Our executive producer, a gentleman by the name of Paul Reindl, P.T. Reindl. Good morning, Paulie. How are you?
Good morning. It was a long day.
Yeah, dude, it was a long day. Holy crap.
When I was looking at it, like, I was looking at a rundown from yesterday as I was editing it for today, and I go, oh, yeah, yesterday's first game started at 9:20.
Yeah, I raced home to watch it.
And what was it, 8 o'clock-ish?
Still sitting around like,
when they
what?
Finally bang it?
Yeah, it's awful. It was awful.
Kill me.
And then, of course, my co-host, my friend, my partner, the man that takes this job as seriously as anyone, Ben Higgins. Good morning, Ben.
Cheers, mates.
How are you? Cool, cool, cool.
He said, quote, what the F you looking at, bitch?
I'm staring at an empty chair, Paul.
Dang it!
AM. We got a text from Ben.
All right, it is 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, it is 6 o'clock. That's the only reason. That's the only excuse that's going to fly with me. Is why Ben is late today. Is if his wife Shell rolled over and wanted a taste this morning. It's the only thing that's going to that would. That's going to pay. Hey, listen, sorry, I couldn't get laid. I had to get laid. Sorry, I was late. I had to get laid. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mwah.
So he's not here. We got a text at 5:50 that says, I'm on my way. I'm going to be late. Go ahead and light me up. I just fell back asleep after my last alarm. Today was
no joy in my life.
Today was one of those days, Paulie, that's so rare, that I was awoken by the sound of my alarm. I jumped up and went, oh my God. And was, you know, actually had a pretty bad wake up. It usually takes me about 3 hours to wake up every day. So, but Ben is not here yet, which is cool.
Oh my God, I'm high.
Which is cool. You know, listen, reading his recap yesterday.
You're such an effing disgrace.
Is going to be, it's going to be interesting. I'm gonna put it like this, Paulie. Do you think people's opinions of Ben Higgins are going to change today based on some of the things that we've learned this week? And I when I read his recap this morning, I went, you read it aloud to me, and I gasped audibly, and I went, and I go, we can't read that.
I know.
I go, people are going to hate him. And then I said, but if you put it in your recap, it's kind of fair game.
Right. I mean, he knows the rules.
He knows. That's why you put it in the recap. It's an interesting topic that he brings up. Should I just do it now?
I wonder.
With him not here, do I wait for him to get here?
Well, we have no idea when that's going to be.
It could be
on my way. It could mean, yeah, I'm just getting off the freeway. It could mean I'm just getting on the freeway. And you know as well as I do, man, at that time, you know, between 4:30 and 6:30 in the morning, every like 5 to 10 minutes longer you wait to get on the road,
it's the worst.
The traffic gets so much worse. Like when I'm cruising down at 5 o'clock, it's traffic's one way. If I'm running 10 minutes behind, I'm like, good Lord, got to do a little weaving.
When I'm up early and here by like 4, oh man, I scoot here, no problem. But, well, good morning, everybody. I know it was probably a long day. Look, we have a weird job where we're off the air and we can go home and sit around and wait and watch baseball. For many of you, I don't think your day changed much, right? Like, you maybe watched the game at your desk at work and you still made your calls and did what you had to do. And Padres win that first one. You know, great. Awesome. Awesome win. Needed it. Great. Super. Then you're like, okay, now I got to wait, 2.5 hours for the next game to start, which is absurd.
What are we doing?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Atlanta sucks. The East Coast sucks. Figure it out. There's 100-plus days of rain in that area a year, and you don't have a retractable roof. And, hey, by the way, when it's not pissing rain there, you know what it is? It's 1,000 degrees with 100% humidity. You dumb hayseeds. Figure it out. Figure it out. Because now we're short, 2.5 innings? We're going to have to figure out, you know, when we're going to make those up. God, I can't stand it.
It's a nightmare.
I grew up in the South Pole. I would like to let them do whatever they want in the South. I cannot even claim it anymore. I'm embarrassed. Everything they do is ass backwards. Everything. God bless. I know it's just a baseball game, but come on, man. You know, I'm thinking about our guys here that are out there grinding in 100% humidity and trying to win a championship for this city. The schedule makers have already bent us over at every turn this year. Every turn. You know, the Giants play a game, they get a day off. They play another game, they get a day off. They play a game, they get 2 days off. Potter's like, you guys, you're about to roll on a 69 out of 70-day stretch, okay? Enjoy. Have fun. You're also going to go to Philly. Then you're going to fly back. Then you're going to fly back to Atlanta. It's absurd. And it feels like we're getting bent over at every turn, okay?
How do they not finish game one, look at the forecast?
Hey, guys, 15 minutes. We're rolling.
Hey, we got rain in a few hours. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Come on. Let's go. Whoever made that decision of that day-night doubleheader, you should be fired. Fired.
Like if you're a player, dude, you don't want to cool off for 2 hours.
You
only played 7 games. Let's get going.
It is the worst. So now they're game two, undecided, which is always the best in baseball. We're undecided there. I'm very bitchy this morning. Number one, my co-host isn't here. Now, I guess I should get used to that because Ben is about to leave. Do you think he's mentally checked out because he's going on vacation next week? Or is he just late because he had a long day?
Maybe a combination of both.
Combo of both.
Yeah,
the old combo.
I mean, he's got, 8 days off coming up here?
Oh, and he needs it. I'll give him that.
100%.
I always
give
him that.
But, if I had 8 days off, I mean,
I'd make sure to grind harder until I left. I'm built different, though. You know, that's how I roll. Like, I want to make sure you guys are teed up before I go. Ben's like, get me the F out of here. I want to go. I want to leave
this place.
He's such a hard guy to be mad at. It's almost impossible to be mad at Ben. It really is, because he's such a sweet, sweet man and works very, very hard.
I'm lit, and I don't care what no one thinks.
And when I read the recap, there's a lot to unpack from it. There's a lot.
I wonder, who do you think the audience would expect? Like, if we didn't set it up like this and we just read somebody's recap, who do they think they it would have been?
You know, it's the three of us. It's funny. I think people would think it was me, but I would never. I would never do that. Never. And you could get my wife on the phone and she'd tell you I'd never do it. I guess I'll just read it to you guys. Are you ready?
All right.
This is Ben's recap. I need music. Give me Ben's fancy music. All right. Here we go. Strap in, everyone. Ben's recap reads as follows. I took Shelly's car in for service after the show. The guy said it was probably going to take at least 5 hours to get the oil changed. Now, that wasn't going to do it for me. And while I rarely do this, not never, while I rarely do this, I said, well, I've got to get to my B studio this afternoon, but I can't get here any earlier because of my radio show.
Hmm.
It didn't seem to work. And I said,
what
I
do you mean, Ben?
And I said I would just have to bring it back another day. And at that point, he took pity on me and snuck me to the front of the line. And I got out of there in about 35 minutes. Do either of you ever invoke the show in hopes of getting better service? Paul read that aloud to me and I went, oh no. Oh, no. I said, we can't read this. We want people to like us and you. We want people to like you.
That was before we knew he was going to show up late.
That's before I knew he was going to be late. So, again, the guy answers, hey, yeah, man. Or I guess Ben showed up there. And the guy said, hey, man, it's going to be 5 hours. And Ben goes, well, that's not going to work. Crap, I gotta get down to my TV studio because I do a TV show. And I just came from my radio show.
Because I'm on the radio.
Ben and Woods, maybe you've heard of us.
Wink, wink.
And the guy says, you know what? Fine. All right. Mr. Media, Mr. Multimedia, I'm going to put you to the front of the line. So Ben used his position to gain favor.
Sheesh.
And moved to the front of the line in front of all the other hardworking people that were there as well. I'm very interested in talking to him. Very interested. And we will do that as soon as he gets here, because he's not here, he's late. What are your thoughts on that, Paul?
Oh.
And you can tweet us at Ben and Woods. Cool move or fool move? I stole that from Eastbound and Down.
Cool move or fool move?
What do you think?
I got a lot of thoughts. I don't know that I would flaunt it.
Okay.
Shelly, that out there.
Shelly just tweeted us a minute ago. She said, ha, 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 I woke him up. I mean, he's rolling into work and what he slept in.
What is Ben sleeping? Now?
Just man panties. No shirt. Comes in. No shoes.
Bare assets.
Mm. Roman tweets in, I'm regretting naming my perfect angel, his new puppy, after a guy who can't show up to his radio show on time. I'm shaking right now. Yeah, I am too, Roman, to be honest with you.
Are you regretting that, buddy?
Yeah, Benjamin, he names him. Your dog just comes when he feels like it. Ben, come here, Ben. No,
come inside, bud.
No, I'm good. I'm going to stay out here. Yeah, maybe I'll come in 15 minutes later.
I'm Benjamin the dog. You know who I am? You work for me, pal.
And this is amazing. Oh, gosh. Friar Gal says, Ben is a villain. There were teachers and firefighters waiting.
Wow.
What about all the nurses? What about all the nurses that were waiting to get their oil changed? Maybe they're on their one day off. This is unbelievable. So if you want to sum up what we learned this week about Ben, which is fantastic, Paulie. So we learned that in the summertime when he was a boy, while you and I were, swimming in pools and
rollerblading,
running around,
wiffle ball in the streets, car,
game on. Ben was in the back of a Rolls Royce with his grandfather going to the turf club. So we learned that this week, which is a shocking revelation. Shocking. And then we learned that he often, well, sometimes, uses his position in the media to curry favor, to get his oil changed and maybe other things. I can't wait till he gets here. I'm going to interview him fully. And first of all, I must credit the balls on him to put that in his recap, knowing full well we're going to shred him for that.
Again, he sent the recap before he knew he was going to sleep through his alarm.
That's exactly right.
He wanted the smoke.
JL Gomez 89 says, did the Rolls-Royce driver show up late this morning? What about all the servicemen and women that were waiting to get their oil changed? But the TV talking head had to get in.
Teachers, man. Doctors, all those frontline employees. For the year that they've had, probably haven't needed to get an oil change because they've just been so busy over the last
year. They haven't
had
time. They've needed it. Their engines are falling apart.
Yeah.
They haven't had a chance to get an oil change.
Finally, things are starting to reopen. They had to wait for 3 weeks for an appointment.
God, he hates first responders. Hates them. Well, listen, you know, I don't know if he's going to be on the mic here or for any of his other bosses anywhere else. There's a deep drive to left by Castellanos. That's going to be a home run. So we'll see what happens. This is, I would say, Paulie, on the scandal level, this is like a 6, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jumping lines and stuff. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him because I like him. I love him. He's great. But I think today's going to be a tough day for him. I really do. Exacerbated by the fact that he's, at this point, 15 minutes late. And let's call it about 45 minutes late because we like to have him here about 30 minutes so we can plan a little bit. Whew, man, that was some kind of recap. Well, so
blame it on the Henry.
When we come back, we will we'll get to the bottom of this, I guess. See what's what. Let him explain himself. It's Ben and Woods.
Maybe he'll be here next.
He may be here next.
Maybe not.
Got a Daily Diddy coming up. It's my selection. 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Personal favorite, the Deftones, Minerva. Deftones, Minerva. So it put me back in a good mood. But I wanted to welcome to the studio my co-host, Ben Higgins. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning, everybody. Good to be here, as always.
This is like the old days.
Good to see you. Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm not late. I'm just, my streak of being unusually early was broken.
That's
I always got here in the second segment for years.
For years. Literally years.
You started the show without me, and then I rolled in about 20 minutes after the show started, like I did today.
I will say something.
So does that mean you and me have been showing up late for the last 2 months?
Here's the thing, though. that open felt more like a Ben and Woods open, right? Where we rip you to shreds for the first break because you're not here. Then you show up. And should we do this moving forward?
Was there a reason why I was panically driving here? It wasn't because I really care about being that late. I know you guys are fine without me. It's that I know what happens when I'm not here. And it's
now,
not pretty.
Should we go back to that? Like, I can give you... We can give it back where you roll in at 6:20.
I don't know. We'll see. Now that I'm back in studio, the hard thing this week for me has been making sure I'm awake enough at midnight to drive home. And then I've had trouble falling asleep. I haven't fallen asleep until really after 1 a.m. any day this week. So it's been harder to get up than the last few months have been, especially being at home with COVID. It's been easier to get up because I tend to, you know, get an hour extra of sleep, and I haven't gotten that this week and been a little more tired than usual. So we'll see if I got to adjust back to my old schedule again.
That's and that's the thing, is like, you know, I think I mentioned it earlier in the week about things being back to quote unquote normal. Now we're rapidly approaching the time when things may not be normal anymore, right? I mean, we're kind of getting there.
Don't throw your masks away, guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Don't throw your masks
away.
That
box of N95 masks, I'm just going to keep it just in case, right? But, you know, I mentioned it earlier. I think it was on Monday. You know, I was having a rough day. I've had a rough month or so. And I was talking to my wife about it last week, and I go, you know, this is the crappy part is, think about what we all went through. When we were broadcasting from your parents' house, when there were no sports and we grinded through, and everybody, every single human being we know, just did their very best to survive. And now, guess what? You can go sit down at a restaurant. You can go grab a beer with friends. It's weird. It's weird. It's why is it harder now for me to get through the day than it was when we were in hell?
I don't think it will always be like that. We'll go back and remember how we used to get through every day with life and do all these other things, but we all changed. It all changed us.
It really did, man. And I'm telling you, it's very strange. So keep grinding, everybody. Ben, we're not mad at you for being late. It happens. You know, especially a guy that has the kind of schedule that you do. Now, I have a question. So you were able to weasel, and I do
weasel.
I do mean
that's
weasel.
That's a strong word.
You weaseled your way to the front of the line.
I will admit that I tried to see if I could get, you know, ahead a little bit, because honestly, waiting 5 hours to have your oil change makes no sense at all.
No.
But it's one of those prepaid deals where you already have them paid for. So I don't want to go anywhere else because I don't want to pay for it.
So basically you're saying you went to the dealership.
Yes. Yes.
Did you make an appointment?
Yes. I tried. They said, we don't take appointments for oil changes. We only do drop-ins.
Walk-ins.
So I said, okay, well, the show ended early on Wednesday. This will be perfect.
Perfect
day. I can't get there before 9 most days. This is the earliest I can get here. Maybe I'll beat more of the crowd than I usually do.
Good idea.
So I got there, and the lines were full. Everyone was gone. They had all left and gone. I guess they knew it was going to take so long. So I was there. There wasn't really anyone else there sitting at the dealership other than me. I was the only one waiting for my car. And I go, there's no way you can make, you know, get me any faster.
Oh, boy.
And I did. I said, you know, I do have to get to my TV studio.
Oh, you didn't say
later here
work.
In the day. No, I said to my TV studio. And he goes... And he says to me, well, can you bring it in another day? I said, sure. He said, but can you bring it in even earlier? And I said, no, my radio show doesn't get over until 9 o'clock, so I can't really be here. This is the earliest I could ever possibly get here. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. And I said,
He didn't even offer like a,
no.
Oh, what radio show are you on? What TV show are you on?
He goes into the garage. He's like, hey, do you know who that is?
No.
I think that's Jim Lazlo.
Didn't work, really.
Is that? Who is that out
so
there?
Yeah,
is that Laz?
Yeah, and I felt a little...
No, man, that's Steve Smith.
I did feel a little guilty about that, but it didn't work. So
it's Carl DeMaio.
I did the old... All right, just give me my key back. I can't wait
that
long.
You did the takeaway.
So I said, I have to leave.
You did the takeaway.
And he didn't want to lose my business, so he said, let me see what I can do. And all of a sudden, the oil change took, you know, the right amount of time for what it should be taking.
Tijuana Joe tweets in, how do we know he didn't slide the oil change guy a couple hundos?
Ooh. Now I would do that.
So you would do, what?
Whoa.
So it's okay to move to the front of the line if you have the financial resources to do so.
I have,
but not if you have the media clout to do so.
I have never greased a mechanic or anything like that. I have greased hundreds of doormen.
You've never sure greased these. To get greased?
No.
At the mechanics?
Never. I've never paid to get greased, Ben. I
Stroganoff.
I have paid many a doorman at like a nightclub and many a maitre d' to try to get a table. You know, I've done that. I think that's kind of a cool move.
Really? Right?
Cool move or fool move, Paul? Greasing a maitre d'.
I mean, since you see it on cool television shows, I guess it makes it seem like it's a cool move. But essentially,
cool move with a date. Fool move with your boys.
With your buddies?
Yeah.
Well, you want to get into the club and you're like, bro, all right, I got five guys here. You're not going to let us in. I don't want to wait in an hour line. Let me give you $100. Let us in right now. I've done it in Vegas.
Moving ahead of the normal people who are just waiting their turn, like, you know, good folk of the world.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you're paying for a service. I'm not going and saying, hey, do you know who I am?
I didn't use those specific words in that specific
order. You
tap danced. Nor would I ever do it. That's as close as I will ever tap dance to those words, which I will never, ever, ever, ever say.
Now, see, it's not Plugola because he didn't get the service for free. Well, you got it for free, but that's because you paid for the warranty.
Right.
Man, this is dicey. This is very, very dicey. But you asked.
What I really need to do next time, and this is, we have a leased car for Shelley, and I need to just get her the Lincoln so they'll come and get my car,
dude,
service it, and then bring it back to my driveway from Penske Lincoln
all
next
time. All right, all right, all right.
Or how about this? Maybe you learn how to change oil.
Yeah, I've never done that myself in my life.
Same. You know how to change oil, Paul?
I know how to.
You don't.
I choose not to because I don't. I mean, my fat ass is not going to be getting under the bottom of my car very easily.
On the thing.
Like, I used to have a pickup truck, and I changed my own oil.
Piece of cake.
It's a lot easier to get under. If I had, you know, a big lift,
people can fit under their cars. I would have no hope of getting under my car.
I haven't dug that little room under my garage.
The thought of Paul. What are those things called? The little things with the wheels and they got the
skateboard.
Pad and Paul.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like
wheeling himself like under his Hyundai
and getting stuck under the hood.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Legs just flailing. Get me out, Megan!
And you hear the horror stories about people who try to jack up their car and it falls off the jack and kills them under the car. I'm definitely not doing that.
Got no business under the car. I have no business touching a car.
I changed a tire a couple of months ago and was off to the side, but even then, getting it up on the jack there, and I'm standing next to it. I'm not under the car, and I'm still like
terrified.
Please don't fall. Please don't fall. Please don't fall.
I have the utmost respect for people that work on cars and can fix cars. Clearly, Ben does not value their time very much. I do, just for the record, because I can't do what they do.
No, I completely value the people who are working on my car. It's the other people who are waiting to get their car worked on.
Before we go to break, do you have a message to all those frontline employees?
And all the servicemen and women?
Teachers, the doctors?
I'm sure that every single person who had brought their car in yesterday was some sort of drug dealer or criminal. So I was just going ahead of villains to get to the front of the line.
Ooh, it's so good.
There were no good people there yesterday. Don't worry.
Somebody saw you there. I wouldn't.
There was no one there. That's the thing. I was the only one waiting.
He didn't feel like he jumped the line because there was no one there.
Yes, it wasn't like I walked around a big line of people.
If there were 40 people in there, they would have beaten you to death.
Right.
And they would have been justified.
And I wouldn't have asked. I'd have been too embarrassed, but I'm the only one
sitting.
You would
have sat there for 5 hours.
I'm the only one sitting in the waiting room and there's no one else there. It's like, really? I have to be here for 5 hours. Why don't you put the people who are actually waiting there first, as opposed to the ones who are going to come back later and pick up their car at some point later in the day?
F this place. Bon Hale, yeah, one tweets in. It's ironically called a creeper. That's what that thing's called that you slide under the car. Creeper. Thank you, Bon. Well, listen, I'm glad you're here. Let's reset and let's get in some Padres baseball and or lack thereof yesterday right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Outstanding.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
And he swings here, hits a ground ball right to Manny, even with the bag at third base. Sidearm sling across the diamond. Perfect to Hosmer. Couple of ground ball outs for Yu Darvish. Two away in the bottom of the fifth inning.
The Hell Omega Tour with Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer is coming to Petco Park August 29th. And tickets are available now. Grab yours for the show at Padres.com/concerts.
Do you have a favorite Green Day song?
I do not.
Mine is Waze Goose.
Waze,
you know that one?
I don't.
Unbelievable.
I wonder if they'll play it. We'll find out. What's the day of the concert?
August 29th.
There you go.
Now, I almost feel bad for Tony, because what if he gets into another conversation with someone about Green Day and he goes, oh, yeah, they got that great song,
Waze Goose.
So, what?
What?
What are you talking about?
Now, I was getting texts and stuff yesterday, and we were getting messages of, did he do it again? Did Jesse do it again yesterday?
He gave us a bonus.
A bonus?
Really?
Waze Goose in game one yesterday.
Wow. I had no idea.
It was a long day, so maybe Jesse was just trying to keep himself entertained. I think he was there, he said, for like 13 hours in the broadcast booth yesterday.
Let's see, 9:20 game start.
Yeah, but he's there earlier.
He's there for pregame.
Yeah, early.
He
shows up to work
like
on time, probably. He doesn't show up in like the third inning, because that would be bad.
Tony just ripping.
Why, Tony could,
Tony's
Tony
vamping.
Tony couldn't handle a little bit of play-by-play on his own.
Dave
and then,
Marcus, grab a mic.
Dave's like, ground ball, third base. Manny Machado up with it. On to first.
Dave Marcus play-by-play would be amazing. Oh.
It would be the greatest thing ever. If you don't know Dave, Dave is there.
Long time.
I mean,
engineer.
He may as well be a chair. He's been there so long. Dave is the greatest, the best dude, the nicest guy ever.
Got kind of a froggy voice.
He's literally, it would be like,
ground ball to third base.
He's very quiet. Ground ball to third base.
Tatis really hit the hell out of that ball.
Manny up with it. On to first. It's one down for the Pods.
I'm in. Sign me up.
I would do it. I mean, it would be great. So, they need to do more bits. That's why I like the Incorporated.
I don't know if Jesse like felt bad, because he kind of, I mean, he worked the word in, but he didn't use it the right way.
Yeah, no, it would have been really hard to.
He threw in the towel.
Yeah, he did.
He mentioned the word.
He punted. And he texted me yesterday and goes, I disagree. he said, I disagree with your assessment, but it can be debated at a later time.
Well, then would you like to go to the top of the fifth inning from game one yesterday and see how he may or may not have redeemed himself?
Yes.
Strike three called and one away in the top of the fifth inning as the order will turn over. And now third time through the batting order as Tommy Pham gets ready to hit. the Hella Mega Tour with Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer is coming to Petco Park August 29th. Tickets now available. Grab yours for the show at Padres.com/concerts. Padres.com/concerts. I want to correct something I said last night, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Pham stands in 0-for-1 with a walk, one of the three issued by the starter Mueller. Takes a fastball up and away, ball one. I said yesterday my favorite Green Day song was Waze Goose, but I actually meant that's a Weezer song.
Oh, my God! Thought.
Never been a musical expert, but I tied myself up last night. That's a Weezer song.
He is Waze now, Goose. He's spitting not in the Goose. Face.
I don't offend the Green Day fan. Fam fouls this one
holy
back out of play. Ball to strike
that's
to
legendary.
Tommy.
It happens. That is... I certainly didn't catch it. You're not completely to blame, but your partner's supposed to have your back on that one.
That's not your responsibility.
Legendary. Absolutely legendary.
I feel like our own Paul Reindel used it in the best incorrect context yesterday with a tweet when he said, oh, Fernando Tatis Jr. hit the Waze Goose out of that ball. That,
incredible.
I think that would have worked if Jesse had thought of that one. That was a good one, Paulie. So I don't know. Woodsy, that was a great, great word. Maybe the best challenging word that we've come up with.
And really...
Two years of the Incorporator.
The word, not that hard. The definition, it makes it almost impossible. It's a party that, like, printing houses used to throw in summertime. The, right? I mean, that's yeah. It's just so randomly weird. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts, though. Yesterday was... It was excruciating, Ben. It was an excruciating day, and I can't even imagine what the players went through.
All right, we'll go through the whole thing. We'll get our Padres wrap-up, hear the play-by-play, and then... Talk about yesterday's game and a half against the Atlanta Braves right after a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres wrap-up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Profar on third. With one out. 3-1 to Kim. He goes down, gets this one, sends it in the air to right center field. That should get the job done. Heredia makes the catch. No chance to throw home again. Profar, Jurickson jogs in with the first run of the day, and the Padres have a 1-0 lead in the fourth. 3-1 pitch. That's it in the air. Deep to left field. It was a fastball, and it got lost. 2-run home run, Fernando Tatis Jr. His 29th of the season, and the Padres extend their lead 3-0 here in the fifth.
Well, you can't miss there. Tatis gets a fastball middle. And he cooks this ball to left field. Two-run shot for Fernando. His 29th of the year, RBI 65 and 66. Padres have themselves a 3-run lead.
Pitch inside, kicks away from Caratini. That'll get the first run of the day home for the Braves. Freddie Freeman crosses the plate on the wild pitch. It's 3-1 in the sixth. Two balls, no strikes. Drew's pitch is a fastball, swung on, and hit in the air to straightaway center field. Trent Grisham started back. Now he comes jogging in, makes the catch. Albies tagging at third on his way, and he will score. Sacrifice fly, Austin Riley, and now a 3-2 game. Two balls and a strike. Melanson into the windup. Here's the pitch to Sandoval. It's a ground ball slowly to the right side. Kim is charging. Glove flip to Cronenworth in time, and the ball game is over. A 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh for Mark Melanson. And the Padres take game one of the doubleheader by a final of 3-2.
It was good. It was hard fought and, some ups and downs in the game. But I was happy with the way just everybody just kept competing, kept going. Offensively, pretty good approach. Couldn't get a lot off Mueller, but we did drive the pitch count up. I thought we had good at-bats. And then, the story for me today, was Paddock and how efficient and how good he was. Using all the quadrants of the zone and just aggressive. And, I think he kind of set the tone and he got the win today, but certainly gave us a great chance, put us in a good position late in the game. So overall, really nice to get this one. We talked about going on the road trip and having a good road trip. And we got an opportunity here in about 2 hours to win the series. And so that's, that's a position to be in and need to come out and play good baseball now.
Well, ultimately, very long day, but mostly a good day. A win and a lead in another game. You can't be too mad about that if you're a Padres fan. As the Padres take game one, 3-2, And then they play game two, and after going up 5-0, the Braves come back with 4 runs in the second inning, and that's where it ended in the 5th inning with the rain delay of 3 hours, finally getting called at about, 10 o'clock last night in Atlanta, with the Padres needing to get to another city for another game the next day. They just couldn't wait any longer to hope that the rain would stop, so they will have to finish those last 2.5 innings at some point. To be determined later in the season. They didn't have any details for us last night on when or where that might be.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that if you're the Padres... Look, the Braves allegedly have to sign off on the fact that they can wrap it up when they come here.
If the Braves want to take a stand and say, hey, that's a home game, you need to come back to Atlanta, they can insist on that.
To sell tickets for a 2.5-inning game?
They don't have to sell tickets to it, but if they want that home field advantage, they can make the Padres fly from San Francisco to Atlanta
can
for
MLB
2 innings.
Step in?
I don't know.
I don't advocate playing in San Diego.
I've changed. I've grown. I don't advocate dotting someone really anymore. I would have my guy, whoever throws the hardest on the squad, you dot the first 4 guys right in the back. I would be so mad.
That's tough to do with a 1-run lead though, in a game that you want to win.
I'll take the L. It's worth it.
It's going to be a more important game likely for the Padres later in the season than the Braves.
I know.
As well.
I know. It really is just unfortunate. And again, you know, I understand. Hey, somebody tweeted like, well, obviously they're going to do the day-night doubleheader. They can get a bigger gate. If you know the rain's coming, you can see it. Everyone's talking about it. There's a radar. You actually can look at a radar and see the movement of the weather. And the fact that they still went on. There was a very questionable suspension of the game the night before. Bro, figure it out. Figure it out. The Padres, as I said, in the open, have been bent over at every single turn. This year, they've already had a really tough schedule with a lot of you know, games in a row. Benny, the recent Padres road trips, are you ready for this? June 29th at the Reds, 52-minute rain delay. That's doable. 52 minutes, no big deal. The next day, 2-hour and 10-minute road delay. A few days later, 2-hour, 46-minute rain delay. Saturday against the Nationals, game suspended in the 6th inning. We know why. Monday at the Braves, postponed due to rain. Very questionable indeed. Game 2.
After they had already had to warm up, get ready for the game, not just... bagged it early in the day. That
Correct.
Would have been okay, but they had to go and be there for everything.
Did we forget that this happens because last year they didn't have to travel to the East Coast? Like, this isn't the first time the Padres have had multiple East Coast trips during the summer.
Everything's changed. My brain has changed. It's weird, man. It's very weird. There used to be baseball on in the day, and I'd watch it. Now I'm like, I just want to watch the pods. Everything has changed. I think last year changed my brain and its chemistry and everything else.
I don't think this is. I think this is an unusually large amount of rain delays for a West Coast team to hit on the road. You don't always play, you know, these July August games. Sometimes you go in April where it's not that rainy. On the East Coast, it's cold, but it's not that rainy. Sometimes you go later. They just seem to have hit the rainy season on 2 of their road trips back-to-back, and that, to me, is a bit unusual.
You know, the problem wasn't necessarily the travel last night, and I think Jesse Agler tweeted this. Like, look, there's plenty of games that start at 7:10 where you got to travel. No big deal, right? They probably got on the plane at 11, you know, got into Miami, a little tired, but they're used to that. It's the getting warm, playing a game, shutting it down, starting a game, restarting. It's that just can, it's got to drain you. You see the picture of Tatis in the
laundry
basket?
And they all got warmed up because they had been told the game was going to start like 2
Correct.
Minutes. They were ready to get going at 5 o'clock our time,
right.
8 o'clock in Atlanta, and then the rain started again, and they had to do the tarp thing all over again.
Now, if you were watching the Bally's broadcast, and I was, they were showing some special, and then, you know, Orsillo pops on. He's like, all right, coming up next, the Padres back in action. The very next shot is them dragging the tarp back on the field. I'm like, is this in reverse? What's going on? So it sucked, man. You know what I felt really bad for? Scraby. I think Scraby had to sit in here all day.
Third time in his last 4 pregame shows that he's had to wait through a rain delay and then not had a postgame show at the end.
That is I felt he tweeted, he's like, I'm losing it. Can someone please let me know what's going on and when?
I used to run the board for Padres games a few years back, and like extra innings, you're like, kill me.
Just kill me.
It was before they made any rule changes, and like, dude, when it got to like the 13th, 14th inning, you're like, I've ran out of snacks in the vending machine. I just want to go home. I think what Scrabies had to go through is way worse, just sitting there waiting.
Hoosier Padre tweets in, movement of weather, my ass. It was so soupy humid, those storms just ballooned like a fungus and sat there till they ran out of water. Nobody could predict when the rain was going to stop. When the first game ended, though, you could have just, the fact that they made it a day-night doubleheader is absurd. Just bang it out. It's a getaway day for the guys anyway. You know that the team's got to get away because you suspended one game. Bro, I'm sorry about
that. Yeah, that was
your
a mistake
game.
To begin with.
That's a huge
with.
Mistake.
Even whether you knew there was weather coming or not, that always should have been back-to-back seven-inning games. That's on the Braves.
30-minute break, 20-minute break, absolutely. And right back at it.
You know who was there? Back on the road with the team is MLB.com's A.J. Cassavell, our friend, was at Atlanta yesterday for the game. He's going to join us coming up at 7:35 on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. AJ did something amazing. I think it's fair to call it amazing at last night's game. And I'll just wait until AJ shows up, and we can talk about that coming up at 7:35, Woods. Quickly, any thoughts on the win that they did get? We'll talk about it more, obviously, when we come back. But just quickly,
why were people so mad?
The 3-2 win.
That Chris Paddock got pulled. I didn't understand the absolute ripping of Jace Tingler yesterday. When you get five really nice innings out of your four or five starter, I'm pretty happy with that. Could he have gone six? I don't know. I mean, the guys were hitting him a little bit hard. Don't you want that guy to leave after five?
Well, I think he got pulled because he was
up his spot was
in the top
up.
Of the sixth inning. They had runners on. They wanted to see if they could expand the lead, put away the game where you don't even have to use your back end.
Yeah.
If they score two or three more
it's
runs,
Nabil
they're up 6-0.
Time.
Yeah, you can... You can go with a lesser reliever and then save Drew Pomeranz and Mark Melancon potentially for game two. I think that was worth it. Now, you could also say, hey, we'll just leave Paddock in there and see if he can go the complete game seven innings. But that's pretty iffy. I think you hit the nail on the head, Woods. Chris Paddock has been, I would say, somewhat unlucky in some of his starts this year.
Yep.
That was not the case yesterday. He gave up some hard-hit balls, and they were right at people. Ha-Sung Kim, Jerks and Profar made some great defensive plays behind him. I'm not saying he just was completely lucky. He threw strikes.
He had one strikeout.
But he didn't strike out
dominant.
A lot of guys. No, he even said after the game, didn't have my wipeout stuff.
Yeah.
We had a good game plan. I had good defense behind me. And, you know, they had some balls, some Adam balls that helped out. So, yeah, when you take him out in that situation, I totally understand the strategy that Jace Tingler was going for in that point. Let's get more runs. And then, you know, we can use some of our other guys in the back of the bullpen as opposed to the, you know, the closer and the setup man.
And listen, I said it earlier in the week, and I agree with this. You know, you should, five innings for a starter is unfortunately now these days, it is pat on the back worthy. Guys in 1974 would have, you know, drank a bottle of whiskey at their locker if they only went five. I understand the game has changed, okay? It's changed. Now, when you get five shutout innings from Chris Paddock, I'm calling that a huge win. He picks up the win. He keeps you right in the game. Pitches to contact. Doesn't walk a bunch of guys. That's a win to me. And again, those two innings thrown by Palm and Melancon, they didn't preclude Reese Neer from going out and walking a bunch of guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Paddock had gone to CG, Kinnear was still going to do what he did. So it just didn't bother me that much.
All right, we'll continue our discussion of the Padres' long day yesterday. We'll also play a little take on Woods, chance to qualify for that Vegas getaway, $250 food and beverage credit. If you want to play some musical trivia, 833-288-0973. We'll do that when we come back. Don't do this. AJ Cassavell, all ahead in our second hour. Better Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.